This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Would Ted Cruz be a more acceptable nominee to you than Donald Trump?
No.
You're in trouble with him.
You're
going to
get killed. When I think of problem solver, the first thing in my mind is not Ted Cruz.
If you kill Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate, and the trial was in the Senate, nobody could convict you. I'm not really happy about where the country is right now. Our party and our country is going to have to up its game.
If you nominate Trump and Cruz, I think you get the same outcome. You know, whether it's death by being shot or poisoning, does it really matter?
We may be in a position where after rally around Ted Cruz is the only way to stop Donald Trump.
So you would,
I'm not so sure that would work.
But you'd recommend that in order to stop Donald Trump and rally behind Ted Cruz.
I can't believe I would say yes, but yes.
So I think the best alternative to Donald Trump to stop him from getting 1237 is Ted Cruz. And I'm going to help Ted in every way I can. And if I were in one of the states coming up in terms of voting and I didn't like Trump, I'd vote for Cruz.
That was the whole journey right there in one end clip.
And a ringing endorsement.
So clearly this is not about him liking Ted Cruz. This is about him trying to stop Donald Trump anyhow, anyway. And he thinks Ted Cruz has the best chance.
That's a confused, tortured reality.
Boy, I'll tell you, I guess that's what you could call it. A confused, tortured reality. And, and I got to tell you, Senator Graham, along the way, is losing some of his credibility. And this is the problem that you have. And, you know, we talked about this before the other day, Scott, that when you're just against something and you're not for something, it just does something to you, you know. And I think this is what kind of it hurt Chris Christie. It hurt Marco Rubio. It's like the road to suicide, I guess, you know, political suicide.
Yeah, I agree. And when you fight against something, you tend to talk just to talk. Mm-hmm. And then that tends to lead to things like this, to where, well, now they got a bunch of things that you said, and there's a bunch of things out there that they can show that you're contradicting yourself.
Yeah, and you're kind of like entertaining yourself. You're really not offering anything of substance to the conversation here, and now you're perceived as being wishy-washy. I mean, I think this causes him to take a hit on his own political capital. What do you think?
I 100% agree. And I think it's because when you're fighting against something, being against something takes, you do it with a different thing than when you're for something. When you're for something, you usually back that up with passion. You have a lot of passion that you're throwing into it, and you're trying to accomplish something. Just being against something, means it feels like you're just trying to defend something to me.
Mm-hmm. When do you get to that point, though? When do you get to that point, Scott, where it's, you know, you're fighting the inevitable? And when you look at the, you know, Coach was here doing the math, others, you know, we talked about it earlier in the show. When you break out the math here, and everybody's got to do what they have to do. But at some point, if your interest is to unite the party, then you got to make the decision. For Marco Rubio, it took him, losing Florida. And, Chris Christie came to his Waterloo as well. But, you know, it's one thing to exit, but it's another thing to be able to, you know, come behind and make it work and offer the support, you know, to the party and to the country. You know, bring your level of expertise into the problem so that we can come up with a win-win, solution, right?
I 100% agree. But even with the Rubio thing, as soon as he talked about, he remembered what he was running for, and he talked about what he was running for the President of the United States, that's when he gave his most impassioned speech.
Yeah, wasn't that interesting?
But when he was running against Donald Trump, that's when everybody's like, what are you doing? You sound like an idiot.
Yeah, case in point. This is Bill Martinez Live. We've got more to talk about. We'll open up the phone lines at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us, America.
Bye. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, this is a show that's all about you, America. We're going to get this country back on track. My admonition to all of us is that we got to engage. We got to get involved. You know, we can't check out, kind of like, you know, what our conversation with Rafael Cruz, the father of Ted Cruz, earlier, is that we need to engage the culture. I mean, he saw what happened in Cuba as a young man, and for his beliefs, this is how much he was willing, you know, to take a stand for what he believed in. He's chased out of Cuba, and before he went out of Cuba, he was, you know, beat up. He was incarcerated. He leaves his homeland. Can you imagine? You leave your homeland, you have no money. Well, somebody did manage to, I guess, sew in $100 into your shorts. So you had something when you came to America. So is it any wonder that he saw firsthand, the saving hand of America? And he asked a poignant question, and it's one that Dinesh D'Souza had asked a while ago, and that is, what if? You know, what if America wasn't around? What would the world look like today? And we might even be facing that proposition here today, especially in light of the political trajectory that we're looking at. You know, the thing is that concerns me, and you've heard me say this before, and that is, with all due respect, you know, look at how many people are following Bernie Sanders. You know, Scott, what do you make of that? You can't just say, well, let's blame it on the on the professors at these liberal colleges that have taken over and influenced these kids. Clearly we have and I hate this term, and this came up in the last cycle, that low information voter. But you have to kind of call it, you know, for what it is. And, you know,
it's not, I don't know if it's low information voter. I mean, obviously we've seen cases of that and stuff like that. And if you do talk to somebody that's passionate about Bernie, they can tell you about Bernie a little bit. Mm-hmm. And some of the clips that we play, we got to assume that there's a little bit of, you know, editing. I mean, obviously you don't want to put on the guy that knows everything and answers every question perfectly. That kind of takes away from the
premise, yeah.
Yeah. So there's probably some of that going on there, but I don't think it's so much a case of low information voters. I think it's actually so much life hasn't been lived by these people. They've never had a mortgage or a house payment. They most of them probably don't pay their rent. Obviously, there's going to be some of them out there that do pay their rent, but most of them are probably living in college dorms and things like that. Mm-hmm. And sure, when I wasn't paying, when I didn't have to pay bills and I was living with my parents and stuff, I never understood why my dad couldn't just buy me the video game that I wanted, or, you know, why are you buying me this $30 pair of shoes? I want that $90 pair of shoes.
Exactly.
I mean, right. That didn't mean anything to me. You know, well, I don't have the money. Well, what do you mean you don't have money? I just saw you, you know, put gas in the car. I see you buy food all the time. Obviously, we have money, you know. So I think that's a lot of where these people are coming from, that they just haven't experienced enough life. And what are they mad about? What was their big rallying cry to begin with? The only bill that they have, that's what they rallied around. Well, free schooling. My school taught my school loan cost too much. Mm. Well, that was what they rallied around.
Yeah. So and when I was a kid growing up, Scott, you know, it was the, you know, tuition. We say the price of tuition. This is your skin in the game, and to bring something into the marketplace, whether it was your education, your talent, resources, whatever it is, what are you doing to advance society that's going to help you along the way? And those people that are most successful, as we've talked with, you know, like Brian Tracy and others this week, have pointed out that time and again, the ones that are most successful are the ones that make a bigger difference in, you know, in the marketplace. It's not handed. It wasn't handed to Bill Gates. It wasn't handed to Warren Buffett. Even Donald Trump, though, you might say, well, he had a great launch pad to, you know, start off from. Hey, God bless him. That's great. The Kennedys. I mean, you know, you get, you know, Rockefellers. You get families that have the wherewithal to give people that foundation. But what do they do with it? You know, what did Donald Trump do with that $1 million loan that he got from his father? You know, he's leveraged it today to where, you know, he's got, you know, $10 billion of net worth.
Yep.
You know, and I say, hey, look at this is the potential of this country in which we live in, whether it's Donald Trump or Mitt Romney. You know, and these are the guys that are the job creators and that help us out. And so the guys that create jobs, they're going to do better because they bring something to the marketplace of value. And there's such a small, you know, percentage, as Brian Tracy pointed out, such a small percentage of those that deliver jobs to this country.
Yeah, and another thing where this all stems from is that I can understand why they're a little upset about the college is costing so much. This is one of the first generations, and my dad has talked about this to me, to where he can see the difference from when I came out of, you know, I'm 6 years older than my next oldest sibling, and he can see the difference from when I came out of school to when she came out of school. Mm. You know, she came out of school and she immediately had to go into college. Why did she have to go into college? Because she was told to.
Right.
She was told to. They told her, well, that's what you got to do. Well, I came out of high school, and you know, my first thought was, well, I'm going to go to work.
Mm.
You know, and I wasn't told I had to go to college. You know, you can do other things in your life outside of college. Obviously, some things you're going to want to go to college, because it helps you get that foot in the door for some things, and it helps you get a little bit ahead. But if you're just going to do what you're told, and you're only given one option, well, that could be part of the problem as well. But then again, who's controlling that option?
Right. Well, and the things to consider, and I thought you were going to touch on, is that let's take a look at what happened to the you know, educational process. Why did it get so expensive? Why has the increase of education gone up so exponentially in the face of everything else that we're, you know, we're dealing with in this country? You know, and that's being gravely overlooked. You know, we touch on, you know, Hillary will talk about how expensive education is, but, you know, the question is why?
Yeah, why is it expensive? And really, what are you going for? Mm-hmm. Is what you're going to go for something that's worthwhile? I mean, I'm sorry. You can only have so many, you know, political science majors.
Right.
You know, not everybody's going to be a politician. So what can you use? That's why I'm a big believer in tech schools. Mm-hmm. I like to go learn a skill, learn
right.
something that you can immediately apply into a
yeah,
job.
Not everybody needs to go out and be a brain surgeon. You know, let's properly assess people's talents and say, look at, you know, it's like I say in analyzing, you know, core values. I say one of the things that are absolutely core is that you have to have a fair chance to win. And fair chance to win doesn't mean that you do it at somebody else's expense. It's win-win. And you've heard me say that, you know, like if you say you want to be a brain surgeon, well, you go and you're a brain surgeon, you're killing 9 out of 10 people. Maybe that's not your gig, you know?
And there again, that's another place where political correctness and the, like, things like No Child Left Behind, that's where they're becoming a problem. Everybody thinks they have the ability to do anything that they want. And I'm sorry, not everybody has that. Some people just don't have the talent.
Well, you know, what do you say? Let's hear from you. 877-317-6432. That's the phone line. Get involved in the conversation. Phone lines are now open. 877-317-6432. 6432. It's Bill Martinez. Scott is with us on Mission Control. Scott Burdick. Scott, thank you for chiming in. It's 14 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
As Flint residents continue to face lead contamination in their drinking water, we are forced to think about what may be on our own. While it may appear clean, tap water could contain contaminants such as lead. The makers of Pure Water Filtration Systems have commissioned a study by Environmental Health and Engineering to explore the impact of our nation's aging infrastructure on drinking water. According to Dr. Ted Myatt, a microbiologist with EH&E,
it's important to think about the journey your water takes from source to glass. Once it leaves the water treatment facility, it may be recontaminated with elements like lead, mercury, or pesticides, which can't be seen or tasted. The best defense is to use a certified faucet mount water filter.
These systems are easy, affordable, and ensure your water is safe. Pure faucet water filters are NSF certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99.9% of lead at levels up to 150 parts per billion. Filters last up to 100 gallons of water and should be replaced when the filter light indicator flashes red. For more information, visit pure.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Live.
Well, coming up in a couple of weeks, God's Not Dead 2 is going to be hitting the big screen. We had a chance to see a premiere of it earlier this week. I'll tell you, you're in for a treat. And yes, get ready. There's going to be another campaign, you know, to tweet all the way around to remind everybody. Hey, God is alive and well, and he's still involved in the affairs of man. I can understand why some may think not the case. This is Bill Martinez at 19 after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us, as always. I don't know if you saw this, but this is just breaking. That President Obama is seeking a hike in post-presidency payments. I'm sure Mrs. Obama said, hey, look at what are we going to do about our vacations? We better make sure we get some added vacation money here. We've been spoiled living, you know, off the backs of the taxpayers going on these very expensive vacations. So you better make sure we have some money. So he's proposed an increase of, you know, almost 18% in appropriations expenditures of former presidents. Of course, he successfully requested an increase in the appropriations for fiscal year 2016. So all the past presidents that are still living and their spouses said thank you very much. But this one, he's looking at an increase of $3.8 million. This is in light of a government that is so overspent, $19 trillion in debt, probably be at least 20 by the time he leaves office. And with a straight face, he says, hey, I need more money.
It's also a little bit awkward when, on the Democrat side, I've heard a lot of people talking about how the American worker hasn't gotten a raise in however many years, is what they say, and things like that. So what makes you think that you deserve a raise? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're trying to champion the cause of, oh, the American worker needs a raise, what causes you to think that you should get one?
Well, the problem with the Beltway is it's disconnected from, you know, the American worker. Let's face it. They don't live a life this way, you know. I mean, they just keep getting their cost of living increases. You know, that's written on the back of we the people. We just keep paying the taxes. And, you know, again, you know, to your point, it spits in the face of reality of what everyday American has been living through for the last 10 years, and that is that they sit around the kitchen table and say, how can we cut back another 10% this year in order to survive? And this is what's happening in America today. But meanwhile, you know, we've got a president on his way out just saying, hey, look, at you know, I deserve an 18% increase.
Hey, and I talked to you during one of the breaks. I think it was last hour. I still find it really funny. And this is why I think Washington's so far out of touch, because they don't go buy their own food. They don't provide their own travel. They probably don't even pack their own bags. So if that sounds like what you do, then they're probably right in touch with you. But
right.
That's not what happens when I want something. Mm. And this is so ridiculous for me on how the government works, is that they have more money than any other government in the world. And it's by a good amount, unless you include the United Kingdom as one, or the European Union or whatever as one. But more money than anybody else in the world they have to spend every year. And to me, that's like them. So that's their business. Their business is collecting taxes. And they're the highest paid at it. And then if I was that, you know, hey, Bill, you know, hey, you're paying me a lot of money. And I get paid on Friday. I get paid today. And then I come in on Monday and I go, oh, Bill, I'm going to need more money. I'm not going to be able to pay my bills.
Right.
Well, why do you need more money? Oh, well, I went out to the casino this weekend and I wasted all my money. So I lost. Sorry. Can I get more?
Right.
Well, that's not how the real world works. But apparently that's how the government works. They need more. They're not accountable for any of the money that they already get and spend just however they feel. And apparently we're not paying them enough.
Mm-hmm. No, we're not. I mean, and of course, all this stems from the President's Former President's Act, which was enacted back in 1958, which provides for living former presidents with a pension, office staff support, funds for travel. That funds for travel is what scares me, because the Obamas have lived the high life when it comes to travel. I mean, when people add up the number of dollars that have been spent for the president and the first lady and their posses, you know, to travel with them on vacations, I mean, wow. Talk about a disconnect from the real world. I mean, most people are trying to figure out, okay, how do we save a couple of thousand dollars and, you know, save some money and maybe, you know, put everybody in the car and let's go to Disney World. You know, but this president, it's all about first class. It's just a humongous amount of taxpayer dollars that has given them an incredible life of privilege. So I guess they figure, hey, look, we gave them this life of privilege for the last 8 years, so now we owe them until death do us part, I guess.
And that's ridiculous, too, because what is politics supposed to be? You talk about it all the time. Look at all these people that want to do what for their country? They want to serve their country. They're not forced to do this. Mm. Nobody is forced to be a politician. Nobody is forced. The only thing you're forced to do in America is pay taxes. That's the only thing that you're forced to do. Mm. If you're here legally, you got to pay taxes. I mean, if they don't know you're here, then you can do whatever you want. But if you're here, you know, if they know you're here, they're going to want taxes from you. So to act like we've given them something and that that we owe them something for doing this for us, we've already given it to them. Mm-hmm. At one point in time, after you were done serving in politics, you had to go back to your old job.
Yes. they've turned this into a career. It's a career path, and here it is.
It shouldn't be.
You know. How many jobs can you go and work at, you know, for 8 years, even 4 years, and have a, you know, and receive a pension, you know, like this? And it's not only for yourself, but also for your spouse.
And
it's incredible.
And don't act like there's no way for these people to make money afterwards. Bill Clinton's made millions of dollars by going out and talking.
Mm-hmm.
Just going and talking. Something that he's done his whole life.
Yeah.
All those
Well, and he definitely got a boon when his wife became Secretary of State, but... You know, let's not confuse the issue here. Peter Schweitzer laid it out pretty cleanly.
But
that, you know, that was the big difference.
Everything that these guys did to get to where they're at, to become president, give speeches, rally people, get people behind them, they get paid for that when they get out. They get to go talk at Harvard or maybe go to Goldman Sachs and get. I hear they give out a lot of money.
For Bill Clinton, you got to remember that he lost his law license. So he, you know, as a result of the Monica Lewinsky, you know, case, you know, he lost his law license.
Do any of them actually practice law, though?
Well, no.
Like,
no,
I mean, they may have the degree, they may have the license, but are they actually practicing? Mm-hmm. You could find a retired doctor that hasn't done brain surgery for 20 years. Technically, he's a doctor, but I'm not going to let him do brain surgery on me.
Mm-hmm. So, right. Yeah. Exactly.
But it is what we talked about at the beginning of the segment, where these people don't have any. They don't know what it's like to be a Bill Martinez or Scott, and they want to. They're likable. If you talk to them, you know, you get around them. They're probably very likable people, but they have no idea what it's like to be a regular American citizen, and that's who they're trying to connect with.
Yeah, well, it's going to be hard for the regular American citizen as they wake up to the fact that you've got President Obama saying, look, I need 18% more, you know, and, you know, the kind of increase that they're talking about here in the face of where we are. I mean, how many businesses, as you mentioned earlier, bring into the real world? If a business was losing money and you go to your boss and say, look, I expect more money, so give me a pay increase. Well, if there's nothing there, you know, how can I come up with the money, right?
Well, apparently we have to, though.
Yeah, it seems to be so much about this president. It's all a fait accompli, as they say. Well, this is Bill Martinez. We're live at just about 28 minutes after the top of the hour. Phone lines are open. If you want to, you know, chime in, by all means, we invite you to pick up the phone, dial 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live. Live.
Hey, coming back at you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, just for fun, okay, can we talk March Madness? You know, my favorite time of the year. Just March is so wonderful. And the NCAA tournament 2016, well underway. We got 1-12 seed, got its first NCAA tournament win in program history. Another staged a huge comeback, then hung on for a double overtime victory. And 2-11 seeds also pulled upset. In total, 7 lower-seeded teams won in the tourney's first 16 games, but of course the number one seeds have so far assured themselves a spot in the second round. So the excitement is well underway. March Madness is going. I mean, wow, you got Baylor being upset by Yale, 79-75. I mean, what a great game.
Did you see anything about the press conference after that Baylor game?
No, I did not. What happened?
They asked one of the players from Baylor. They go to him, how does a team like Yale out-rebound you guys?
Mm.
And he goes, I'm sorry, what? And the player goes, I'm sorry, what? And he goes, how does Yale out-rebound Baylor? And the guy goes, rebounds? Well, what it is that the ball hits the rim and then it goes up and then you jump up and you put your hands on it, and when you bring it down and you control it, that's a rebound. And they did that more than we did. And that was his answer.
Well,
you could tell he was obviously upset by what the reporter was trying to imply, things like that. So,
well, and I'm sure that's what the coaches said. I mean, you know, it's like all a mystery. I mean, you got a team like Baylor, you know, being upset like, but this is the nature of March Madness. You got the want-tos against the have-tos. And it's always, you know, it seems like the want-tos are the ones that, you know, pull it out.
Yeah. And it, I don't know if you do brackets. Do you have a bracket?
No, I don't. I do a general overview to where I know what's going on, but I've never really gotten, you know, into it this much. I enjoy the individual games, and you watch the underdogs, you know, overperform, and you love to see the spirit of these young kids. I mean, this is, you know, for them, some of them, you know, this is the end of their basketball career. They've played basketball all their lives. Others, you know, will be fortunate enough to, you know, go in the draft and play in the NBA. And it's just, you know, to me, I just think it's a great showcase for sports and what it's all about, that they, you know, they're putting out, you know, for all four quarters, they're hustling, and, you know, this is, you know, some of the best free entertainment you can have on your TV.
I agree. This is actually I'm a big sports fan. Mm-hmm. And I have my own sports show. So,
right.
But, this is actually my favorite time. This is my, this opening weekend of basketball right here is my actual favorite time in sports. Like, this is my Mardi Gras, you know, hey,
right.
we're going big here. And it's actually the time when I have, I get the most enjoyment, and it's the time to where it really reminds me why I love sports.
Yeah.
Seeing the kids in the crowd, how, you know, they almost always have their face painted and things like that. It reminds me that sports is fun, and it's supposed to be, because you don't get that in professional sports. Mm-hmm. You don't get people. You get a couple of people here and there, but like if you look at the Duke Blue Devils fans, everybody has their face painted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's in blue. They're yelling. They're screaming. They're having a great time, and that's what sports has always been to mm-hmm. me. And I also like watching people. Usually the games are pretty good.
So. Well, they're great games. I mean, and speaking of Duke, of course, they won 93-85. And, you know, and I think it's a break, you know, from the tedium of the day, certainly the passions of a political season that we're in the midst of. Purdue upset in double overtime. I mean, Little Rock, 85-83. What a contest there. Wow.
Yeah, I only got two wrong yesterday
mm-hmm.
on my bracket, and
okay.
it was Yale and Arkansas Little Rock. Those were
right.
the two that I got wrong. So
well, I think a lot of people joined you in that. Gonzaga pulled it out against Seton Hall. Actually, more than pulled it out. They looked pretty solid, 68-52. Virginia over Hampton, a little bit of a cruise walk there for them, 81-45. Iowa State, 94. Iona, 81. Butler, 71. Over Texas Tech, 61. And then Utah over Fresno State, 80-69, right?
Yep, and Wichita State pulling it out over Arizona. They won 65-55.
That was a bit of a surprise there, right? I mean,
11 seed beating 6 seed. So
wow.
That was a little bit of a surprise. But that's what this time is about, the shocking team. I mean, I don't actually gamble on anything with my bracket. I just fill it out to see if I paid attention well enough, or if I could piece things together well enough to make accurate predictions. And I'm sure after today I won't. So
well, they whittled down. There's no doubt about it. Kansas 105 over Austin 79. Connecticut 74 over Colorado 67, Miami 79, Buffalo 72. In the East region, North Carolina 83, Florida Gulf Coast 67, Indiana 99 over Chattanooga 74, Kentucky 85 over Stony Brook had 57, Providence over Southern California, a bit of an upset there too, right?
Well, it's an 8-9 seed, so those are fairly evenly matched. But if you, I think a lot of people probably took USC because they're in one of those the bigger conferences.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, yeah, they probably took it would be considered a little bit an upset. However, mm-hmm. I took Providence, so I'm...
So your bracket held up, so it's okay.
My bracket's okay.
It didn't implode.
Okay.
Hey, not bad. I mean, if you only lost two of your brackets, I mean, you know, all things considered. And they were upsets. I mean, Little Rock over... who
they played
I wouldn't have gone with Purdue.
Yeah, well, yeah, and thankfully I had Purdue losing in their next game, so hopefully Iowa.
So then your bracket will catch up, huh?
Yeah, you know. So if I only lose those two, if those are the only two games I lose, I'll be sitting really good.
Exactly. Well, it is good fun. I mean, we love this time of year. March Madness abounds, like I said. I mean, you know, just from the standpoint that, you know, it gives our brains a chance to relax a minute and, you know, get away from it. Speaking of which, in a little bit, we've got our favorite Leprechaun. We missed him yesterday, which was mostly my fault. I don't know why, you know, with, you know, St. Patrick's Day, maybe just getting so involved with what's happening in our world. I don't know how I missed it, but normally we have our favorite Leprechaun who comes on, you know, on St. Patty's Day to give us a little bit of fun and frivolity in only the way the Irish can do it. You know, I love the Irish sense of humor. It's just really special. That's all, you know. You got to love them.
You have to. And if you don't, they'll tell you why you should, right?
Exactly. I mean, you know, and it's amazing, too. They were doing surveys the other day about how many people are actually Irish, how many people want to be Irish. It's either you are or you're not. And, you know, and also an interesting dynamic that, you know, it's one of the few holidays, I guess, where maybe political correctness has been thrown out the door. You know, we can talk about leprechauns. We talk about the certain things about the Irish, but they're just about having fun, you know. Forget about being offended.
Yes and no. Cinco de Mayo is a big one. Mm-hmm. To
yeah.
Where kind of the same way. I mean, and it's not like you're making fun of anybody, because look at us on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
You see people walking around with Uncle Sam. Everything's red, white, and blue. And it's kind of, it falls into that same vein with me, to where it's like, hey, we're having a great time. We're celebrating.
Yeah. Sometimes we need to, you know, I guess consider not to be so serious about ourselves, I guess, at times, just to offer a little levity so we can laugh and chuckle and realize that, you know, life still goes on. We're all in this boat together. And, you know, you can look at somebody else next to you who's dressed like Uncle Sam as well and just say, hey, high five. It's you and me. And the beat goes on here in this great country of ours. This is Bill Martinez. It's 19 minutes before the top of the hour, and our favorite leprechaun coming up next right here. Stay right where you are.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. It's where you want to go. You want to get involved in the conversation, let us know your thoughts. Hashtag BMartinezLive.com. It is that time. I'm a day late. Maybe, a bucket of gold short, but put up with me. I'm so sorry because I don't know what happened yesterday. How we could have forgotten our favorite leprechaun, who has become an annual event here on Bill Martinez Live, but he was able to put up with me. You didn't get pinched too much, did you, yesterday? Because I know you just purposely not wear green just so that you can get pinched.
Well, not yesterday, Dr. Bill. I actually wore a kilt, and there's a controversy about the kilt as to what goes on underneath it.
Yeah, we don't want to talk
about it. I was asking to get pinched, and frankly, nobody wanted to do it. So we had a good day, though. The calendar may be off a little bit for you, but
yes.
Here at the unpolitically correct leprechaun colony, the UPCLC, it's just now the 17th. So you're
yes.
Right, my friend.
Well, okay, so I love the time zone. And so now the unpolitical leprechaun colony, the UPLC, you've got initials, so now we know that anybody has initials is verifiable now.
Oh, that's true. And here in the Green Isle, we're big about acronyms. We love our things, and so we got a lot of them, like the UK and other ones. But this one, we really like this. It's the Unpolitically Correct Leprechaun Colony, the UPCLC.
Oh, CLC. I missed a consonant there. Forgive me.
We'll train you.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
But I like the way it sounds, though. UPCLC, that's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah, well, the boys like it, too. Right, boys? Oh, yeah, they love it. I've been really enjoying your show lately, Bill. And, you know, it's a political season. Oh, my word. And you've been doing just a marvelous job with it, really. It's really
well,
something to see what's going on. You know, Bill, us here at the UPCLC have always been involved with politics.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Really?
You can go back a few presidents to one of our own, Mr. Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And he reached out to the UPCLC in his efforts to get everyone's opinion. You know, diversification.
Of course.
And we sent Seamus to meet with the president. And after a pleasant conversation in the Oval Office, Seamus noticed that President Bill had two red phones on his desk. And they asked him, what are they for? Well, Clinton said, this one's for defense. I use this phone in case our country's attacked. Oh, said Seamus, and what's the other phone? Well, that one is a direct line to the Almighty, but I never use it. Well, why not? Well, the Almighty charges me $1,000 a minute, said Mr. Clinton. Oh, Seamus says, that's sad. Our phone doesn't work like that at all. What, you have a red phone to the Almighty? Well, indeed we do. We just call collect.
Yeah, little tricks of the trade here, you know. You got to know that.
Yeah, you call it collect. What's the problem? And once, Mr. Obama, you know, he reached out to us as well.
Mm.
And he was big.
Really? President Obama reached out to you guys?
President Obama himself, and,
wow.
And he's big on gun control, so he was trying to reach out and get a diverse group of people to support him in gun control. So I had a little town hall meeting with us leprechauns, in secret, of course.
Mm.
And he asked if anyone had that experience. And we said, well, McDuff was trying to raise his hand in the back, and finally President Obama called on him, and he said, well, I had a real tragedy. And Obama was very struck by that. He goes, well, what kind of a tragedy? He said, well, I was getting a little nervous about my pot of gold, and I was thinking someone was going to steal it from me. So I bought a gun, and I slept with it under my pillow. Then one night I heard a strange noise, and I grabbed my gun and fired in the general direction of that sound. Well, a terrible thing happened. Obama was shocked. What do you mean, what happened? Did you kill someone? Well, tragedy. There's a tragedy, and there's good news.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out there wasn't anybody there. Well, what happened then? Well, I accidentally shot off my big toe. Well, Obama was shocked. That's terrible. He goes, well, it could have been worse. How could it possibly be worse, asked Obama. He said, well, I could have been turned around and shot my head off. Kiss my lucky charms, Bill, if it ain't so. I'm telling you true.
I'm telling you. Hey, you spoke to the Almighty. Did you ask God, you know, why did God invent whiskey when you were talking to him?
Well, we know why he did that. They just don't want us leprechauns getting out running around with the rest of the population.
you guys would take over, and you might straighten this situation out, you know.
Yeah, we're branching out. Have you got time for one more story, Bill?
We got time for a couple. Plus, you got to tell my favorite golf story because. You know, that's an annual event here. You know me. I just cannot do, you know, nor should I ever approach an Irish brogue. Or, you know, I'd probably be kicked out of the club. You know, they turn me into a human pinata or something, you know.
Well, you know, we don't like telling this story because it's frankly, it's a true story. And, It doesn't involve the leprechauns, but since you asked, I'll tell the story. There was a Protestant minister in Ireland and a Catholic priest who decided that maybe in their small little village, in their little township, they could get together then and play a round of golf and possibly start a new relationship to settle some of the wounds in that little town between mm-hmm. the Protestants and the Catholics.
Yeah, that's important.
They went out, and on the first hole, the priest is about 40 feet away, and he blesses himself with the sign of the cross, and he one-putt.
One putt, 40 feet, wow.
40 feet, can you imagine?
That's amazing.
And the minister was about 6 foot away, and he ends up two-putting. Well, after six holes or so, the priest has got six putts, and the minister's got about 10. And he says to the priest, hey, I notice now that whether you're 4 feet or 40 feet away, you bless yourself with the sign of the cross that you one putt every time. And the priest says, yeah, so this is what do you suppose then? If I became a Catholic like you, I could one putt while I was 4 feet or 40 feet away, and I bless myself with the sign of the cross. He said, no. Well, on the 12th hole, the priest had 12 putts, and he had about 18 putts. So he says, back on number six, I asked you if I blessed myself with the sign of the cross, and you said no. Well, what if I bless myself and become a Catholic? You suppose then I could one putt while I was 4 feet or 40 feet away? And the priest said no. So at the end of 18 holes, the priest had 18 putts, and the minister had about 32 putts. And he says, you know, I asked you on number six if I blessed myself with the sign of the cross, if I could one putt when I was 4 feet or 40 feet away, you said no. Then I asked you on number 12 if I became a Catholic and I could putt when I was 4 feet or 40 feet away, you said no. Well, now I'm saying, what if I become a Catholic and I bless myself with the sign of the cross and I'm a priest? And the priest said no. I said, well, why not then? It worked for you every time. He goes, well, you can't putt.
That's what it comes down to. I mean, there's always, you just can't putt. That's it. You know, yeah, that's it. There's a bottom line at the end of the day. Look at our favorite little leprechaun that you are. We've got time for one more leprechaun. We've got a couple of minutes here. So, you know, considering that you're representing the official UPCLC, I mean, all honor and glory to you. Gosh, we really appreciate you taking the time to, you know, away from your busy job, because as we know, leprechauns are a rather busy sort. You know, people take leprechauns for granted. Why do they take leprechauns for granted?
Well, they're trying to take us for a lot more than that, Bill, I can tell you. You know, they'd like to get our pot of gold.
Yeah.
Whether they're taking us for granted or they're taking us for steel, they're not getting our pot of gold, that's for sure.
Well, you got to stay away from those socialists, you know. What are the leprechauns saying about one Bernie Sanders? Do they have an opinion on that yet?
Not staying away from the fellows from the Middle East. We're just not making any comments there because, you know, the good Lord, he's got a special hand on that group of folks, so... We'll just let that one play out. Do you have an opinion
on the boys in the middle? Of course I do. But you know, it's all about the leprechaun.
On Bernie, on our friend Bernie.
Well, I think that you better hold on to your pot of gold there, because you know, that could be spread out amongst you know. Well, the thing is about leprechauns. You guys don't believe. You believe that all the leprechauns need to carry their own weight. So you don't know about socialism.
No, definitely. We're a tight group. Have you got time for one more?
Quick. One more. 30 seconds.
Well, these two boys were sitting in a bar, and one says to the other, where are you from? He says, well, I'm from Belfast. And really? Did you go to school there? Yeah, I went to St. Mary's. Well, so did I. Well, when did you graduate? 1984. Well, so do I. We must have known each other. Never met you before in my life. So the bartender turns and says, will you two Kelly twin boys knock it off?
You've got to love the Kelly twin boys. You can find out more at UPCLC. Thank you so much. Our favorite leprechaun wrapping things up for us on Bill Martinez Live. Have yourself a great weekend, America. We'll see you next week.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.